And this is the second part from the Southwark News of August the 11th about areas hit by the London riots this week. And we continue in Bermondsey, where an elderly man broke his ankle as he jumped over a wall to escape a gang of youths on mopeds, according to witnesses. The gang was reported to have chased him down Lucy Way in Bermondsey before he fell near the junction with Southwark Park Road on Monday night. Paramedics, who were called to help the pensioner, could not reach him without a police escort and eventually came dressed in stab vests, they said. There were also reports of locals chasing away looters from the Blue Market and a fire being started underneath a mural. On Tuesday night, a large number of men were said to be ready to fight off rioters if they ventured into the area, as some Millwall fans did in Eltham. Bermondsey man Tim Purcell said on Twitter, "The local shops in my home area of Bermondsey were all protected by a large group of Millwall fans last night. Good on 'em." In Dulwich, witnesses reported seeing children as young as 11 looting Tesco Express in East Dulwich Road, including a young girl grabbing Haribo sweets and crisps. The manager of Tesco told the Southwark News, "All day we were hearing rumours that it was coming, but everyone said no, not in Dulwich. Then, sometime after 7 p.m, we heard that they were headed this way, so we closed up and retreated off to a safe distance." About 15 minutes later, dozens of kids with their hoods up and scarves over their faces came up the road. "We watched it happen completely helpless. They kicked in the glass and used whatever they could to get in. Then they just ransacked the place. All the tills had been ripped up, the cigarettes had all been taken and the alcohol. There are things smashed all over the floor. I was feeling so angry watching it, and at the same time I wanted to cry. We couldn't do anything. It's the place where we work, and it's like watching someone smash up your home. I even saw young girls going in and grabbing Haribo sweets and crisps. We called the police, but they didn't arrive until around 11 p.m. At the petrol station next door, six guys chased the night shift cashier away, then cleared out the cigarettes and alcohol. The manager watched from his home, where CCTV is streamed live, as looters smashed up his shop. In Lordship Lane, Sogham Pharmacy and Londis were raided, and the Lord Palmerston pub had a window smashed. Asim Ali, 25, was on duty at the Londis and tried to fight the looters off before attempting to trap them in the shop until police arrived. A group of youths came through the door, some of them with hoodies and covered faces, and they ran for the alcohol. Then they came for the tills and threw everything on the floor. "I tried to fight them, I was trying to trap them in there, and then I was calling the police," he said. Tessa Jowell, MP for Dulwich and West Norwood, was said to be racing back from a working holiday in the US. A spokesman speaking on her behalf said Tessa understands that in East Dulwich there has been a united move to get things tidied up quickly, and the council and traders have been doing a great job. There were no confirmed incidents in Elephant and Castle, Camberwell or Herne Hill.